When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Hi, and welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. Last week, I read a note from a friend who took some issue with my pro-marriage perspective. Today, I'm going to read a note from a listener that I also want to explore. I'm going to cut out some parts of the email where he gives identifying information. I grew up reading the New York Post, and I started following your articles during the COVID period where you seemed to be one of the only people making sense. I also agree with all your other points on school choice, merit-based admissions, and anti-wokeness in general. I started listening to your podcast and particularly enjoy the monologues, and it was a very smart strategy to keep all episodes under 30 minutes, which is perfect for a typical commute. Good job with that. One thing I don't agree with you on, however, is your stance on marriage, especially for men. One thing that also happened to me during the COVID years, I got divorced. It is tough for me to even type that word. Not by my choice, with two kids in preschool. I fully understand the point you and your guests keep stressing, that you are better off in life, especially financially, if you follow the path of graduation, marriage, kids. That is what I did. For most people, that works. But one thing you failed to mention is that if and when it doesn't work, the family court laws are so stacked against men that they can be near ruined financially, not to mention emotionally, by the decisions of another that they have absolutely no control of. This is doubly as bad if you have kids, and triply as bad if you were the sole source of income or if there was a large income disparity. Yes, part of the answer is to be more careful who you marry. But even so, people can change their mind, especially after major life changes such as having kids or relocating. The divorce courts don't really require a reason. But the higher earner, usually the man, is still responsible for certain things financially, mainly child support, even if he has 50% or more child placement, or the woman gets remarried to someone wealthy. There are no exceptions. In that case, one partner can change their mind and back out of a contract essentially, get rewarded for it, and then continue to get rewarded. Any system that allows that to be the case is a broken system and should not be recommended. This same topic has come up in your Twitter comments before, so I know I'm not the only guy that feels this way. I wish this topic would be discussed more, especially as a warning to young men. It's not about staying single forever to party or sleep around. It's about protecting yourself. End quote. I do hear this perspective from men a lot, and I want to talk about it. I'm not a lawyer, and I admit this system does sound very broken. I know there's also the child custody laws that very much favor the women. I've heard this from men before. I don't know the solution to fixing the courts, and obviously each individual situation is different. By the way, if you do have a solution to fixing the courts, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to read more about it. If you've got something to tell me, email me or tweet at me. But when I talk about marriage being a good thing, I'm obviously talking in broader strokes. I'm very sorry your marriage didn't work out, and I really understand the pain when you did all you could to make it work. My question here would be, what will you tell your own kids? Will you tell them to spend their lives alone and not get married, not have children? Yes, the marriage contract comes with risks, but it also comes with a lot of rewards that I have outlined in, you know, previous columns and on this show. It's not perfect. There is no perfect. I want people to know that I hear them. I know it's not easy. and we're all trying to move towards something better. I'm going to be thinking about this, whether men get a bad bargain in marriage despite all the obvious benefits, and I'll try to address it in future episodes. Coming up next, an interview with Jesse Kelly. Join us after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. My guest today is Jesse Kelly, host of The Jesse Kelly Show and author of the best-selling book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Carol. Yes, it was an incredible book, if I say so myself.
And I know you do say so yourself, so I wanted to say it for you.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks. I appreciate it. It's just a bestseller. No big deal. I don't want to brag.
You know, no big deal. I thought it was really good. I thought it was a very well done book. And, you know, it's some humble Jesse Kelly-ness came through in every page. And I think that's what it's really all about.
Well, I'm all about humility, Carol. I try to make sure that I lead with my humility, which is incredible.
So I know who you are and I know what you do, but to tell my listeners about you, I know our mutual friend, Michael Berry, who, by the way, is way too busy to come on my show, so we had to settle for you, played some role in getting you involved in radio. Tell us how it happened.
He did. He played a big role. So I don't traditionally do media. Like I'm not a media person. I've lived a very normal life like everyone else. Work construction. I came up in a construction family, Marines. I've washed dishes, you know, and before I was doing this, I was selling RVs, which is a job I found on Craigslist. I had moved to Texas. I was out of work. This is like 10 years ago. I was out of work. Couldn't find a job. on Craigslist, I found an ad for RV salesman. And I went and showed up at the interview and got the job. I ended up being pretty good at it. So I was selling RVs. I was good at it. I was. I was surprised too. I never sold anything. But the job eventually took me down to Houston, Texas, to be the sales manager at some store down here in Houston. And I was still active every now and then. I love politics, right? I was always paying attention, but I was putting some things online. And Michael Berry is a huge nationally syndicated conservative talk guy from Houston. I did not know him. Did not know him at the time. But he saw something I'd put out on Twitter, actually, and had his people send me a message, say, hey, you want to come on my show, do a radio hit, just talk about something. I forget even what it was about. I said, sure. I go on a show. It goes well. I mean, I'd done a bunch of radio and TV because I'd run for Congress. I guess I should have put that in there. I'd run for Congress twice in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I just got mad and ran for office. I do stupid, impulsive things all the time. I won the primary twice, lost the general election twice. So anyway, I go on Barry's show, and I'd done radio, and I was in my RV lot, actually in the sales room. I'm doing a radio hit. I hang up the phone. Don't think of it. I go back selling RVs. That night, I'm heading home. I'm in the mood for something pretty classy. So I go to Taco Bell, and I'm sitting there in Taco Bell's drive-thru. Side note,
what's your order at Taco Bell?
Oh, okay. Well, I have the best order, so everyone needs to pay attention here. First of all, two orders of nachos every time, just the chips and cheese. You don't have to go Bel Grande or something like that. Two orders of nachos every time. Get a beef quesadilla with extra jalapeno sauce. That's an option. A lot of people don't know that's an option.
That's an option.
Beef quesadilla, extra jalapeno sauce. Mm-hmm. And then you get the cheesy gordita crunch with no lettuce. I'm not ordering a salad. And extra spicy ranch.
Yeah.
No lettuce, extra spicy ranch. A bunch of Diablo sauce, Mountain Dew. That's as good as Eaton gets.
So I've never had Taco Bell. So I'm going to completely disregard that order, but I am planning to have it soon. I'm going to disregard that order and just get whatever I want. But I wanted to hear what it was.
Hold on. You've never been to Taco Bell?
I've never had Taco Bell. I don't know. It's my husband's favorite fast food. What? And yet he has it like whenever I'm out of town, and I have never had it. So
shame on you.
I feel ashamed. Okay. Back to the story. You're getting some ridiculous order with extra jalapeno sauce. Okay.
I'm in Taco Bell's drive-thru about to order the best order ever, as I do, as the menu whisperer, and my cell phone rings, and it's Michael Berry. Okay. I answer the phone. He loved the radio hit, and we just started talking about politics and life and everything else. Mm-hmm. I end up getting to know him. We end up hanging out a bunch. He owned a big honky-tonk bar here in Houston, and I'd go up, and we'd have bourbon, and we'd sit out, and we'd hang out with me and all his friends and whatnot. After a while, he said to me, hey, I think if you want a career in media, you could be really special at it. Well, you know I love flattery, Carol.
Of course. So, you went right for it. Yeah.
Of course. Well, I was getting tired of selling RVs. I was just getting tired of that. It was a great job. I'm not complaining about it at all. It fed my family for years, but I was getting old. And so that he said that, and it kind of sparked something in me. I said, okay. I quit my job without a job, and I started putting out stupid YouTube videos called Jesse Kelly Brief. You can go see them still to this day on YouTube. They're like 2 minute long videos. It was a concept Michael and I came up with. They ended up getting noticed by the right people, and I got a 1 hour at night radio show here in Houston on the local station, 7 to 8 at night. You know, no one's even listening. And it killed.
Popular time?
Yeah, it's no one's listening, right? No one's even there. No one's driving. It's horrible. And it killed. So they moved me to 2 hours at evening drive. Mm. And it killed. And then a small national syndication company, smaller, called Key Networks, they listened and they love it. And they called, this is like 3 years ago. They called and they syndicated the thing nationally in like 10 or 12 cities. And then Rush passed away. Buck Sexton moved from the evening slot. Premier Networks, iHeart, you know, the biggest syndicator in the world, they had been listening, and I didn't know. You never know who's listening, right?
Right.
They'd been listening, and they loved it. And this is 2.5 years ago, two and a half years ago,
wow.
They called and said, you want to do evening drive on the biggest syndicator in the country? And here I am.
I can't believe it's only been 2.5 years. You're like, you know, pretty famous.
I'm huge. I'm a major celebrity, obviously. And now I do TV too. I have a TV show on the first TV, and I have this book, which I can't believe that was good. To be honest, everything else aside, I really am surprised that all this worked. You know, when I quit my job, we were running out of money quickly, and things were, I mean, it didn't look like anything was going to work. I was just going to have to go back and sell RVs.
Right.
And it all worked. I just can't believe it works. So here I am. I get to talk to Carol Markowitz now.
I love it. So a question that I ask people is, if you weren't doing this, what would be the plan B? But this sort of is the plan B. This was the, you know, I guess, if you weren't a radio personality, would you go back to selling RVs? Is that what the like plan B of life would be?
You know, Carol, I wish I actually had a better answer for this, because I don't know. I always did what I had to do to pay my bills and feed my family and get by. You know, I always thought I was going to work construction my whole life, like my dad did, like his dad did. And then I ran for office a couple of times. I never knew I was going to do that. Again, I make stupid, impulsive decisions. I didn't know I was going to do that. I didn't know I was going to find a job on Craigslist. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. And look, I'll probably get fired for saying something offensive at some point, so I'll probably have to figure that out.
Right. But I think you should start thinking about it, you know?
Yeah. I never thought about it, but I never felt settled with whatever I was doing until I started doing this. You know, I hear doing the job, it's not an important job, right? I do radio and TV. I don't have an important job. I'm not, you know, a celebrity. I'm not. But the fact that the show means something to people means everything to me. I had a guy email me, had just got out of federal prison. I have a lot of prisoners who listen to the show, state and federal prison. And he had cleaned his life up and he's turned his life around, and he emailed in and like gave me credit for that, which I don't deserve any credit for that. But
I love that.
Knowing that that means something, you know, I listen with my kids every day on the way to school and they love it. Like, that makes my life. It's better than the paycheck. It's better than anything else. That's awesome to me.
That is awesome. Does he pursue a Jesse Kelly approved life afterwards? I hope so.
Well, he needs to have a better life than I do. I certainly don't follow my example. That's for sure.
So you mentioned your family, and I've met your wife. She is gorgeous and brilliant and adorable and sweet and like just such a good person. So like, how did you do this? How did you land her? Come on, tell us.
Well, two things, Carol. One, you women can deny this all you want, but women love jerks. They just do. I wish
to her. That's the thing, right? You are not a jerk to her. You are a tamed puppy when you're around her.
Well, not a jerk to her. No, definitely not. But also, she hates sissies, like guys she can push around. She despises it. And according to her, I'm the first guy she ever dated that wasn't like that. You know, I just am not that way, because my dad was not that way. And the fact that I'm 6'8 helps too. Don't lie, Carol. Women
You're
love
really
tall guys too.
Yeah, it's a bit much. I mean,
it's too much. Let's be honest, it's too much. I'm happy. I'm grateful that God made me 6'8. But if I could have stopped at, you know, 6'4, I probably would have. I'm in the you have to buy first class plane tickets realm, otherwise you can't fly, and that gets really expensive. I have to special order pants. I can't just walk in JCPenney and grab a pair of jeans. I have to find some tall website and order them. There are certainly inconveniences with it. I hit my head all the time. It's probably why I'm going bald. Yeah.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
So you tweeted something really interesting like a month or so ago, and I tried to find it. You delete your tweets, right? Is that they auto-delete or something?
Because I could not find it. Everything auto-deletes after a week or something like that.
Yeah. You're really, really worrying about that being canceled thing, huh?
No, I don't. I like to keep it fresh. It's not a canceled thing. Everyone just saves all my tweets anyway. It's not all the people who want to cancel me and just save them all anyway. It wouldn't do any good. I like to keep everything fresh all the time. I enjoy it. It makes me, I think it helps me be more creative for the moment.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back on the Carol Markowitz Show.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I like to look back at what I tweeted like 10 years ago and be like, look, I was right. But you know, that's another story. But so about a month ago, maybe you tweeted this thing, and I could get the details wrong because I don't have the tweet, but it was a Navy SEAL, I believe, ended up in the water in the ocean, and his buddy, another Navy SEAL, jumped in after him. Is that the correct story? Is that,
that is the correct story. That
and
is the correct story.
You tweeted, like, how do we raise our sons to be the kind of men that would just jump into the water and save their friend. So I have a couple of things about this. One, this is probably where men and women are different, because my first instinct is like, please don't jump into that water. Like, please just save yourself. Like, I can't not have you come home. But on the other hand, I understand what you're saying. You want to raise the kind of men that will jump in the water and save their friend or try to. And of course, the sad story here is that they both died. So how do we do that? How do we raise those men?
Carol, I don't know, but I want to know, right? I don't know. And you know, look, if one of my sons died, I would just die. My heart would just break and I would die, right? So it's not like I want my kids to dive into the ocean, but a good life is better than a long life, right? And to watch a friend go into the scariest place on earth, the open ocean, which I love, don't get me wrong, I love it.
Yeah.
But part of the reason I love it is how terrifying it is. It can swallow you up and will in a heartbeat. It can swallow huge ships up and it will. To watch a friend go into the deep like that and you just go immediately after him, man, that there's something inside of you that I want inside of my sons. You know, I want to know what I have to do as a father to raise sons to be that kind of man. Now, I talk to them about those stories, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of it, telling them about those men and holding those men up in front of them and showing them this is what you want to be. That's what a man does. Maybe that's it. Maybe, I don't know what it is, but I want it for sure.
So a question that I ask all of my guests is, what do you think is our largest societal or cultural problem, and do you think it's solvable?
Of course it's solvable.
Well,
this country moved away from God. We moved totally away from God, and we broke up the family because of it. The American family, any nation, nations are built on families, not all the tranny crap or anything else. Men marrying women, raising their children in a happy home is what builds nations, large and small. It is. It's what builds nations. When you break up the church, which what happened in this country, and you move away from God, then you'll move away from the family. Now that the family's shattered, the nation itself gets shattered. I mean, you look at poll after poll after poll of people who support the most despicable things in this country, you know, chopping off a kid's penis or something like that. It's single women. It's not married women. I love to give women a bunch of crap and say they shouldn't have the right to vote, but I'm joking about that. Married women are great. Single women are the beating heart of all this demonic filth in this country. And we tell women they should be single forever. Not that there's a problem with being single, right? Some people, that's their life. But as a whole, as a nation, you tell men that women are crap. You tell the women that men are crap. Now they're starting to go this way. They're going opposite directions. They hate each other. People email me all the time. Jesse, I'm a woman. I can't find a man. Jesse, I'm a man. I can't find a woman. So they're racing opposite directions now. And that's right. Killing us. That's killing us that they're racing opposite directions. We broke up the American family, and that's what's breaking up the country.
But you think it's solvable. I mean, I don't see you as a big optimist. So just the fact that you started with the fact that it is solvable is surprising to me.
Well, God is God, isn't he?
So what do we do?
Well, either we get back to that or it's not solvable. There's not a second way. You know, there's not a constitution that's going to save us. There's not an election that's going to save us. Oh, we'll just elect this guy and he'll fix it all. With that, all that's nonsense. All that's crap. That's not true. That there's no guy that's going to come in and save the country and clean everything up and fix everything. That's a pipe dream. That's a cope is what that is for how bad things are. We either choose to be more purposeful with our lives and better with our lives, each and every one of us, or we're finished. And I tell people all the time because they want to get involved and they want to fix everything. Jesse, how do I fix it? Jesse, how do I fix it? Are you raising your kids? Mm. You going to work? You teaching people values? Then you're saving the country. These people, these salt of the earth people, the nuclear family is what's holding this country together at all right now. You're already doing it. Keep doing it and do more of it. People ask me if I have regrets in life, and I have many because I have screwed up so many things in my life and done so many horrible things. But one of my biggest regrets in life, honestly, is I wish I'd had more kids. Hmm. We had our first, James, happy and healthy, and then we had a miscarriage for the second one. And I know a lot of people watching have gone through that, and that it hurts, right? It hurts real, real bad, real bad. We still talk about it, still think about it. And then we had our second, Luke, happy and healthy. And we were so relieved that we had a second happy, healthy one that we just said, okay, I can't risk it anymore. I'm not going to risk it anymore. I'm done. Right. Let's call it a day. Let's call it a day. I wish I'd have had 10. That's how wonderful it is to be a father and how wonderful those boys are and how important it is for the country.
I agree. Anybody listening and thinking about having another kid, and if you have the time, do it. Because I think that's a common regret. We have three kids. I wish we had had more. Yep. You know, why stop, really? I get the not wanting to tempt fate. And you have two perfect children already, and you don't want to, you worry about having loss. But if you're listening and you're thinking about it, have more kids. Jesse Kelly is not always right, but he's right about this. Mm-hmm. So tell me your best tip for my listeners on how they can improve their lives. I'm sure Jesse Kelly, lifestyle is for everyone, right?
Well, of course. Yeah. No, I clearly have figured out the superior way to live over everyone else. In all seriousness, I will tell you this. You need to cut someone off from your life. Mm-hmm. Everyone in this namby-pamby world we have now, everyone wants to be nice to everyone and whatnot. And I see it all around me. Women in particular struggle with this, but I see dudes around it. Mm-hmm. People will allow others to stay in their lives who just blood suck you of energy. That person who calls or texts you when you look and you go, oh gosh,
yeah.
That person needs to have their number blocked. You need to stop interacting with soul sucking people. Your life is a tree. This is how I describe it. Mm-hmm. Plants, trees, they grow better when the dead stuff gets cut off. You need to be pruning your tree constantly. Have enough confidence in yourself and value yourself enough to treat access to you as if it's a privilege, which mm-hmm. it is. Nobody has a right to mm-hmm. have access to you. And when someone has violated their access to you, when they violated your energy, your space, cut someone off. You don't have some obligation to have some weapons-grade turd in your life. Cut them off and your life will be better. Trust me.
I think that's a really good point. I think also blocking people on Twitter is a really good idea for your sanity, or on any social media, really. Anybody who kind of makes you feel that ugh feeling. There's not really no reason to have them, you know, around for them to be able to do that to you.
Oh, of course. If you look, if you're a net negative on my life, which you brought up Twitter, you brought up social media, that's most people because I don't know them, right? I know you.
Right.
So that's different. But for most people, I don't know you. You don't have to commit some horrible, egregious sin to have me block you or cut you off. You've never been a net positive for me at all. If you bring even the tiniest amount of net negative, beep, gone, because I don't know you. And you know what? You should do the same to me.
Right.
Your time, your energy is valuable. Cut off turds.
I really like that, Jesse. That's, you know, a surprising twist in your personality, because I feel like you come off as like, I mean, and you are, but like, you know, somebody strong who could deal with all, you know, the slings and arrows, but you're saying like, why should you have to?
Yeah, people will try to shame you in that too. You can't take it? Well, I can, but why do I want to? You know, I can do a lot of things. I can go sleep in the desert for weeks at a time and suffer in the sand and misery. But now that I'm not in the Marines anymore, I'm not going to. Why? Because I don't have to anymore. It's not a strength contest. Cut toxic people out of your life.
Yeah. So I've loved talking to you, Jesse. Please say hello to your amazing wife for me. And for my last question, I want to ask you, do you feel like you've made it?
No. No, I don't. I hope I never feel like that. Whenever you feel like you've made it, no, don't get me wrong. I'm very, very pleased with my life. I'm the most blessed guy on the planet, and I don't deserve any of these blessings. But I think the second you feel like you've made it, you're going to start drowning. I don't want to start drowning. I don't feel like I've made it. I don't know what's next. I'm very happy with where I am. But no, I don't think that I would ever say I've made it. That's for sure.
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse. Thank you for coming on. Love talking to you.
See you, Carol.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Carol Markowitz Show. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.